You know that feeling when a friend texts you on a Saturday morning and says, "Hey, wanna go flying?" And you get that little rush of excitement, but then somewhere in the back of your mind, a quiet voice asks, "Wait, am I even current?" I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hanger. Today, we're going to untangle one of the most commonly misunderstood regulations in all of general aviation, Federal Aviation Regulation 61.57, pilot currency, not proficiency currency. And yes, there is a massive difference between those two words, and we're going to talk about that too. Before we dig in, a quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. If you've hit a milestone in your training, whether it's your first solo, your private pilot check ride, your instrument rating, they make challenge coins for every single one of those moments. It's the kind of thing you toss in your flight bag and pull out 10 years later and remember exactly how it felt. aviationsoul.com, great people, great product. All right, let's walk through this together. So here's the scenario. You got your private pilot certificate 6 months ago, you were flying every week for a while, then life happened. Work got busy, the weather turned ugly, maybe funds got tight. Totally normal. Now it's been, let's say, 75 days since your last flight. Your buddy wants to go up. You're the pilot in command. Can you take him? The answer depends entirely on whether you've met the requirements of FAR 61.57. And the core rule is deceptively simple to act as pilot in command of an aircraft carrying passengers. You need to have performed at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings within the preceding 90 days. That's it, 3 and 3 and 90. But here's where students, and even some certificated pilots, start to stumble. Those takeoffs and landings have to be in an aircraft of the same category, class. And if a type rating is required, the same type. So, if you've been flying a Cessna 172, which is airplane single engine land, your 3 takeoffs and landings and a Piper Cherokee count just fine. Both are airplane single engine land. But if your last 3 landings were in a helicopter, that does not count toward your airplane currency, different category entirely. Now here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. The regulation says you need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings to carry passengers. It does not say you need them to fly solo. Read that again. If you're by yourself in the airplane, there is no recency requirement under 61.57. You could technically not have flown in 8 months, go out solo, do your 3 takeoffs and landings, and now you're current to carry passengers again. Is that a good idea? We'll come back to that. But legally, that's how it works. The currency requirement is specifically about carrying passengers. Let's talk about nighttime, because this is where it gets a little more specific and a lot more tested on check rides. If you want to carry passengers at night, the regulation tightens up. You still need 3 takeoffs and 3 landings in the preceding 90 days. But those takeoffs and landings must have been made during the period beginning 1 hour after sunset and ending 1 hour before sunrise. And here's the detail that trips people up on the knowledge test. Those landings must be to a full stop. Touch and goes don't count for night currency. During the day, touch and goes are fine. The regulation doesn't specify full stop for daytime passenger currency, but at night, every one of those 3 landings needs to end with the airplane coming to a complete stop. The FAA wants to know you can manage the full landing rollout in the dark, not just kiss the runway and add power. And notice those time windows, 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise. That is not the same as the definition of night that you use for logging night flight time, which is the end of evening civil twilight to the beginning of morning civil twilight. The FAA uses different definitions of night for different purposes, and this is one of those places where they just love to test whether you've been paying attention. So, let me paint a picture. Sunset is at 7:30 p.m. You want to be night current. You need to do your landings after 8:30 p.m., not at 7:31, not at 8. After 8:30, 1 hour after sunset. If you go out at 8:15 and do 3 full stop landings, congratulations, you just wasted your time and your fuel, because none of those count toward night currency. The examiner is looking for you to know these distinctions cold. On your check ride, whether it's private or instrument or commercial, they will ask you about currency. And they're not just looking for you to recite the numbers. They want you to understand the difference between day and night requirements. They want you to know what counts as a qualifying landing, and they want you to articulate why the rules exist in the first place. Now let's talk about something that the regulation does not address, but that every good instructor will drill into you. Currency is not proficiency. Being current means you meet the legal minimum, you check the box. 3 takeoffs, 3 landings, 90 days. You're legal. Being proficient means you're actually good at it. You're sharp. Your landings are consistent. Your situational awareness is where it needs to be. Your scan is working. You're ahead of the airplane. Here's something I wish someone had told me when I was training. You can be perfectly current and dangerously rusty at the same time. Imagine you did 3 touch and goes on day 89, just squeaking in under the wire. You're current for another 90 days. But if those were your only 3 landings in almost 3 months, are you really the pilot you want to be with your family in the back seat? The FAA sets the floor. Your personal minimum should be the ceiling, and that's a concept the Airman Certification Standards wants you to understand. Risk management, aeronautical decision making. The ACS doesn't just test whether you know the rule, it tests whether you can apply judgment on top of the rule. Let me give you a real scenario. It's late April. You haven't flown since early February because the weather in the Northeast has been awful. Your logbook shows your last 3 landings were on February 10th. Today is April 15th. That's 64 days. You're still within the 90-day window. You are current. Your college roommate is in town and wants to go for a flight tomorrow. Legally, you can take him. But should you? Think about what's happened in those 64 days. The winds have shifted from winter patterns. The density altitude is changing as temperatures climb. Your muscle memory for crosswind corrections has faded. Your radio calls might be a little rusty. Your traffic scan isn't as automatic as it was when you were flying twice a week. The smart play? Go up solo first, knock off the rust, do some pattern work, get comfortable again, then take your friend up the next day. You're still current either way, but now you're current and proficient. That's the difference between checking a box and being a safe pilot. Let's cover a few more pieces of 61.57 that are worth knowing. If you hold an instrument rating and you want to fly under instrument flight rules, there's a completely separate currency requirement. You need 6 instrument approaches, holding procedures and intercepting and tracking courses using navigational systems within the preceding 6 calendar months. If you fall out of instrument currency, you have a grace period of another 6 months where you can get current by doing those tasks with a safety pilot or in an approved simulator. But if you blow past that 12-month total window without getting current, you need an instrument proficiency check with an examiner or designated pilot examiner before you can file IFR again. That's a whole separate conversation, but I want you to know it exists because students pursuing their instrument rating often don't realize how demanding the currency requirements become. For today, though, let's stay focused on the VFR passenger carrying rules because that's what most student pilots and freshly minted private pilots are dealing with. Here's a quick mental checklist you can use anytime someone asks you to take them flying. First question: have I made 3 takeoffs and 3 landings in the last 90 days in the same category and class of aircraft? If yes, you're day current. Second question: if this flight will happen at night, did I make 3 full stop landings during the night window, meaning 1 hour after sunset to 1 hour before sunrise, within the last 90 days? If yes, you're night current. Third question: even though I'm current, am I proficient? Am I comfortable? Am I the pilot I'd want flying my own family? If the answer to that one gives you any hesitation at all, go fly solo first. That third question isn't in the regulation. It's in your judgment. And frankly, it's the most important one. One more thing that catches people. The regulation uses the phrase preceding 90 days. That's calendar days, not flight days, and it's a rolling window. Every time you fly and log takeoffs and landings, the clock resets from that day. So if you fly regularly, you never even have to think about it. Currency takes care of itself. It's when the gaps appear that you need to start counting. Also, and this is a small detail, but it matters, your logbook is your evidence of currency. If you can't show that you've met the requirements, you haven't met the requirements. Log your takeoffs and landings. Every time, day and night, full stop or touch and go, make it a habit so you never have to reconstruct your currency from memory while standing on a ramp, wondering if you're legal. Let me leave you with this thought. The FAA wrote 61.57 because they know that skills decay. They know that a pilot who hasn't flown in 3 months is not the same pilot who was flying every weekend. The regulation is a safety net, not a standard of excellence. Meet the minimum, absolutely. But then ask yourself what standard you're actually holding yourself to. Because here's the thing about carrying passengers. They trust you. They're getting in that airplane because they believe you know what you're doing. Currency is the legal piece. Proficiency is the moral one. And the best pilots I know treat every flight like both of those things matter. Most of today's deep dive came from FAR 61.57 itself and the Airman Certification Standards for Private Pilot, along with some practical wisdom I've picked up teaching in the pattern. You can find more at radiohangar.com. Fly safe, stay current, and stay honest with yourself about the difference. See you next time.